From the Oakland Asian Cultural Center, I'm Michael Krasny. Oakland's teachers' strike has left some parents scrambling to make arrangements for their children while parents are at work. Students have the option to go to school, which will remain open, but with larger classes and adjusted curriculum. Parent groups, community centers, and religious organizations are also offering alternative educational and recreational spaces for children to spend school hours. We'll hear from parents and students about how they're planning to weather the strike. And that's coming up after the news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny, and we're broadcasting live today from the Oakland Asian Cultural Center in Oakland, and the Oakland teacher strike began this morning, and some parents are facing tough choices. Schools are open, but with substitutes and bigger classes and regular classwork will be suspended. So for those who choose not to cross the picket lines, many are scrambling to find other options for their kids, parents divvying up days to watch each other's children. And some ad hoc schools are being formed with retired teachers and volunteers piecing together a curriculum for a strike that could last days or weeks. This hour, we're going to hear from parents about how they are responding. We're going to find out what options are available for those who are choosing not to send their kids to school. And we want to hear from you. If you're an Oakland Public School parent, what are your plans? You can call us now at 866-733-6786. The number again to call is 866-733-6786. And I'd also like to hear from those of you outside of the Oakland area who maybe have some advice for parents who are, well, dealing with the difficult question about how, if they're taking their kids away from school and not having them go out on the picket lines, what to do with the kids and how to get them enriched and how to get them exposed to things that maybe are even educational. Julia McAvoy is with us. She's senior editor with KQED News. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Good to have you. And Pecolia Manigo is also here with us. She's a parent of a couple of children in the Oakland Public Schools, Manzanita Seed and Skyline, and she's executive director of Bay Area Parent Leadership Action Network. Good to have you back with us, Pecolia.
Good to be here.
And let me begin, Julia, with you. You've talked to a number of parents, especially working parents. I mean, what are they doing?
Well, this morning I was out in front of West Oakland Middle School, and some parents were actually pulling up, attempting to drop their kids off. They didn't maybe get word of the strike. They were a little bit surprised by the strike. But when they confronted the picket line with the teachers with their big signs and the teachers saying, "We're not teaching today," they kind of began to drive off, or they got back in their cars and they went on their way. One gentleman looked a little bit disgruntled. I did not get to speak to him. However, I will say this. I spoke with many parents, both who were leaving and also who were helping the teachers by bringing in, like, Starbucks coffee to help them get through the cold morning. And these parents were saying, this isn't easy on anybody. We may have to keep our kids home. We may miss a day of work. We don't know exactly what we're going to do, in fact, with our kids over the next 24 hours, but we believe that it's the teachers have a good point here, and we want to support them.
You didn't meet anybody who was offering resistance or really annoyed other than this one disgruntled gentleman you alluded to?
There was a mom who showed up who tried to drop her kids off, and when she found out that school was not happening, she said, "Boy, this is really annoying. This is really confusing. I didn't know about this, and I don't know what to do with my kids right now." And I thought she'd be angry at teachers. And when I said, "Well, you know, do you understand why they're striking? And what do you think?" She said, "Oh yeah, I know why. I get it. I'm not saying I'm not for it. I'm just saying it's difficult to figure out what to do with my kids right now."
Well, what are you hearing from parents about what to do with their kids?
There's a lot of things going on right around the corner from this middle school, and there's also, I think, Lafayette Elementary School right in that little cluster. There is a church called the Taylor Memorial United Methodist Church. It's a pretty big church, and parents were walking their kids over there. Teachers were telling them, giving them flyers saying this is where you can take your kids. And in this church, the pastor, Anthony Jenkins, has set up what's called a solidarity school, and he's really well organized. It is amazing what's going on in there. When I last left, there was maybe about 20 kids, but there was a steady stream. Remember, these are confused parents trying to figure out where to take their kids after they've stopped at school at about 8:30 this morning. But there was a steady stream of parents and kids walking up. They have food in there. They have tables in there. They have a projection screen in there. There's a former teacher who lives across the street who showed up to try to, you know, sort of help get through the day and manage the kids, so to speak. They had crayons. I saw a bunch of kids doing little drawings and crayons, and some kids were going to watch some videos. And they had lots and lots of food. They had actually, they were cooking up a storm in that kitchen. They were doing biscuits and gravy and bacon, and I mean the whole nine yards. And interestingly, Michael, this particular church was also a hub for other churches that are also setting up solidarity sites, and they were going to be shipping out the food to these other church sites as well. So this Pastor Jenkins seems to be really on the ball in terms of organizing this entire effort.
Well, since you mentioned solidarity schools and organization, Pecolia Manigo has been really on top of that. And Pecolia, let's talk about these solidarity schools. I mean, first of all, what are they offering other than cooking and the sort of thing we just heard from Julia? And what are they?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Bay Area Plan has done a lot of work over the years to develop parents' leaderships. You know, when OEA called for the strike, we did what any organization in our position would do, provide opportunity for parents to be able to exert their leadership. And so the idea of the solidarity sites is if you have no other option, if you can't keep your child at home, if you don't want to take your child to the picket, and you need somewhere safe, somewhere healthy to have your child, that you would have a space to go. And so, you know, sometimes over the years we've heard them called as strike schools. We decided to call them solidarity schools here in Oakland because the idea was that parents, retired teachers, community members really wanted to band together and have something that would make it so parents who do have to work, parents who do have obligations to taking care of their households are still able to do that and stand in solidarity with the teachers.
And solidarity is a great old word tying in with unions and union songs and all the rest of it. But who's sort of leading this, I mean, in terms of the actual activities that go on within the classroom or with them in the church or wherever they're going for the solidarity?
Well, it's been a two-week journey to do a lot of different planning, securing sites. We had the blessing of the city of Oakland providing the rec centers to be open. We wanted to make sure that any of the volunteers and the community members, the retired teachers, really had background with education. We've been organizing predominantly in the areas where a lot of our members are, which is in East Oakland in District 6 and 7. So for us, we've been making sure that we have some paid coordinators so that they could be available to answer questions.
Logistics. You vet them? You go through a vetting process?
Absolutely went through a vetting process. Most of these are folks who already work with the students who are willing to just put in the hours that are necessary to ensure that each site is kind of solid, has logistics. They're texting me if there's a supply need. We have Bread for Ed being a fundraiser to ensure that we have food. And so we have a really phenomenal network of drivers who are going around as we speak, making sure that kids have snacks, that there's everything that we can do. And this is all being done predominantly by people who are just really wanting to ensure that we have safe locations for kids so that their parents can stand in solidarity with.
Well, I got to commend you on all this organization. I mean, it's
amazing.
It is pretty amazing. How many of these sites are there now?
Right now, there are definitely a lot. So we have in East Oakland, we have about a total of 20. And right now, I've driven around to a good chunk of those. So I've been pretty busy this morning. In other districts, we could have as many as 4, 5. Some districts have up to 10.
Well, we're asking parents what arrangements they're making. What are you doing with your kids if you're in solidarity with those who are out on strike and are keeping your kids out of school, and ask if parents, this is an opportunity to do something outside of the classroom, maybe what we call real world learning, and we would like to hear your thoughts about what you're doing, if anything, and certainly hear from listeners outside of the Oakland area who maybe have some suggestions along those lines. You can call us now at our toll-free number. The number to call, 866-733-6786. That number again, 866-733-6786. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. We've got Che out in the audience. Che, welcome. Good to have you. This is Che Abram,
Hello.
Who is a parent with a seventh grader at Oakland's Soul Middle School, and good to have you with us, Che. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us, you got a seventh grader and you are not taking your kid to school because you don't want to cross the picket line. What are you doing?
Exactly. I have chosen to keep my son home, so I'm actually hosting another child, and I'm with actually another parent, so we have about four or five students with us at a home today where we are keeping them occupied with a few activities and writing exercises and things like that. And then at lunchtime, I actually will go over to one of the solidarity schools at Brookings AME Church, and I will actually volunteer there from 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. today.
What about talking to your seventh grader about the strike itself? Are you getting into any of the details with him?
We have spoken a lot about the strike. He's very supportive of his teachers and all about their needs. And he understands that they would like a pay raise and that he's been a part of some of the board meetings and things around the school closures. And so we've had very deep conversations about what this means, the importance of power and voice and things like that. And he's very supportive and actually kind of excited to see things happen and progress.
Well, I hope that things go well and that there's real education on the horizon for your seventh grader. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's actually Chiwe Abram. C-C-H-E, I think it's Che Guevara, but it's Chiwe Abram. And she is a parent with a seventh grader at Oakland Soul Middle School with dual immersion. And Julie McAvoy, let me go back to you. Some of these kids are going to be truant, and what that means is, in some cases, if they've been through the justice system, that's a serious concern.
Yeah, I was trying to find out more about that because I know a young middle schooler who actually, her parents have been called into court because she has been chronically truant, so it's very important for her to show up for school. However, I spoke with her mom last night, and she said that she'd gotten a letter from the teachers saying you're not going to be penalized if your child is not here. I went to look it up on the website of the district, and it seems to be that if you call in your kid with an excused absence, then that won't sort of hit up or tally up a further truancy for her. But, you know, Michael, there's definitely, you know, academic time being lost here. You're right. There's real world moment opportunities. That's great. Maybe you can take them to the museum, which is free for kids of parents who are being affected by the strike. Maybe you can take them to, the Oakland Museum, yeah. And then there's a movie theater in Oakland that's offering, you know, Black Panther and another movie that's for free for kids today. But I saw a lot of disgruntled and sleepy teenagers this morning, kind of like reluctantly being walked into that church. And one young man named Chris, I said, well, what would you normally be doing today? And he said, well, this was like a makeup day to get that work done that I need to be able to pass my grade. And I said, well, are you going to be able to do that work here? And he said, no, I don't have the materials with me. And he looked annoyed. He was at McClyman's, and he seemed concerned, actually, about sort of missing this time. He seemed like on the edge of having some grade issues, and he really wanted to use that makeup day, and now he didn't have that makeup day in front of him.
Again, let me ask listeners to join us, especially those of you in Oakland. What are your family's plans for dealing with the teacher strike, and what's the impact of the strike on you, and what to do? And we can hear from our broad listening audience on that. If your teachers were on strike and you were supporting them and you weren't taking your kid to school, what would you do and what would you fill the day with or days with? Because we don't know how long it's going to last. Let me go back to Julia McAvoy, who again is senior editor with KQED News, and ask about city officials offering up to 15 recreation sites. It's my understanding that the district officials say they're not sanctioned. There's a real problem there.
Yeah, I think that we don't know exactly how the recreation sites are being staffed. My understanding is that it's both teachers and volunteer parents still. I don't know about sort of city sanctioning of the people who are going to be manning the rec centers. Some kids I know this morning were being directed down to the library. So that was another option for some kids. It was really chilly out there this morning, and kids were sort of hanging around the outside going, now where I'm supposed to go. These are middle schoolers who would be sent off to school by their parents who sort of showed up and didn't know what to do, kind of wandering around. And their teachers were trying to guide them and help them out. But, yes, there are 15 rec centers across the city that have been opened. And so you can call your local school, I think, and find out what the nearest option is if you're confused at this very moment or tomorrow, you know, if this continues on Friday and you're wondering what to do. There's a lot of information, as you know, Pecolia has mentioned, there's a lot of information out there to access. Just take a look for it.
Well, Pecolia, I'm going to get your response to a listener named Kiera who says, I'm a parent of two students at Melrose Leadership Academy, And we stand with teachers, and we'll hold out kids for the duration of the strike, however long it lasts. We have 11 kids with us today, and we're on the picket line with our teachers, learning lessons of solidarity. Together as families, we have come together to share care of our kids. Out of a school community of nearly 500, only two families chose to send their kids to school today. You can get a lot of people going to the solidarity schools, even more, right, maybe than you anticipated?
I think we'll get more participation definitely over the days. I've driven around a lot of the sites in East Oakland, and I will continue to drive around sites throughout the city, just because we want to make sure people are, you know, letting us know how things are going, right? We are, you know, we've been offered, I want to clarify that we've been offered 15 rec centers by the city, but that does not mean that we have a staff decided or assigned to every one of
them. And the district hasn't approved them yet.
And the district hasn't approved them, but I think more importantly, you know, this is an effort out of love. We want to make sure that those that choose to stand in solidarity with the teachers are able to do so. And so if people are hoping for some, you know, authorized resources from the city, then we have to advocate for that, right? Just like we advocated for the city council to open those rec centers and to help provide for the students given this unfortunate situation. So we'll continue to organize it. We'll continue to debrief every day, make sure that we're able to adjust, that people who want to volunteer are going through a process where we can ensure that they're the safest people that can be around our kids, and we'll continue to move forward. It's definitely the message of solidarity, and it's an important word. We want to make sure that teachers have a fair contract, and we also want conditions that ensure students are getting what they deserve.
And let me read a comment from Cherish, who writes, yes, the strike is a time inconvenience. It's 10 o'clock, and I just now am heading to work because I had to figure out childcare options this morning. But more painfully, I'm reminded of the racial and economic disparities that persist in this inequitable district that so many are willing to ignore. Let me get Alejandro Gonzalez on with us. And Alejandro Gonzalez is a parent of students at Greenleaf Elementary School. And welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what you're doing and how you're occupying the time of your children today, Alejandra.
Well, I'm here at the picket line at Greenleaf Elementary, and I brought my kids with me to support our teachers and what they're fighting for.
And what are you doing in terms of filling up the time for your teacher, for your kids? They're out on the picket lines with the teachers, but when the picket lines are, you're going to have to fill up other time with them, right?
Yeah, definitely. The good thing is that I always have something for them to do. We're here participating and then teaching them that what they're doing is for a good cause. We've been here since 7:30 in the morning, and we plan to be here until 10, 11, and then go back to downtown Oakland to
to speak up indeed. But you're offering your home to other kids. You have with four kids, and you're going to be taking in others?
Yeah, I actually have three at the house right now. And not at the house, with me right now, and plus my four kids with me. I let the parents know that we were going to be here, and they fully supported and let their kids know that they can come here. I'm a parent volunteer and the president of SSG here at Greenleaf. So I have a lot of support from all parents, and they know they can trust me with their kids, and I've seen them every single day.
Well, it's good of you to offer your home to these kids, and I wish you the best of luck in this time, because I know there's been a lot of stress. That's Alejandra Gonzalez, parent of students at Greenleaf Elementary School. And let me go to a caller, and that's Pat in Oakland. Pat, join us. You're on the air.
I haven't had a kid in school for a while, but I think the best thing they can all do now is to spend more time in these libraries and museums we have. Not so much recreation centers to play, but it's a good time for kids to get real familiar with books. They already have their school books with them, which I think they could spend all the time that the teachers are out on strike reading those books, not waiting for the teacher to tell them what page to read. That'll be the best thing for the students. You know, I gave up on the Oakland school system when my kid got into school, and they haven't improved any in the 18 years. I'm glad I spent the money in private school, but I understand many people can't do that. And if they supplemented the education they get from the school system with visits to the library and museum, the kids will come out a lot better educated.
All right, thank you for that. And Julia, you're hearing certainly parents acting on that a lot, aren't you?
Yes. Parents are taking advantage of some of the options that the institutions in the city have put forth. I would also say that, you know, we aren't the first ones to go through a strike recently, yeah. Right? We saw strikes in West Virginia. We saw strikes in Los Angeles. And there is a wealth of information on the internet from teachers and parents who have already gone through this, who are sharing ideas for curriculum. And I'm talking about age-appropriate curriculum. If you do a little bit of searching, you can find, in fact, there's a Google Doc where teachers and parents are adding in age-appropriate things to do with kids. There's people reading Click, Clack, Moo to kindergartners, which has something to do with solidarity in it. And there are other sort of curriculum tips that teachers are putting in. Great ideas if you're in a solidarity school, if you're a parent freaking out because you've got to watch 70 kids, which, you know, there were parents who were concerned about what they were going to do in that situation. And they're tapping into these already existing bodies of information that other parents have created from other districts who have already walked this walk.
Yeah. Here's a comment from Jeffrey Piccoli. I'll go to you on this. He says, can someone explain to me why sending kids to school and making the administrators cope with full attendance isn't strategically the way to be in solidarity with the teachers?
Well, the point of the of keeping kids out is to have an impact that will get the district to move toward negotiations. And so, you know, students not being in school is going to force a conversation between the union and the district because it's a financial impact to the district. And so it really becomes a weight game. How long can the district go without losing average daily attendance resources? So, yeah, theoretically, send a bunch of kids to schools might sound like a good idea, but the point is we want the district to come to the negotiations table with OEA so that they could get to the contract going to the OEA members and there could be resolution of this strike. So, you know, I do think that there are a lot of inconveniences to it. We want to make sure that folks know there are websites that we can direct people to, and the main one where we're keeping as much of the information updated as possible outside of www.oea.org is the OaklandTeachersStrike.com. That's where we're trying to keep the information around Solidarity Schools updated so that people can access resources, keep updated on where the strikes are, activities are happening, as well as resources for kids who are staying home.
Can I go to the audience quickly and get Jamoki here while we have seconds left? Jamoki?
Sure. My name is Jamoke Hinton Hodge, and I have the honor of serving on the school board representing District 3 in West Oakland. So I wanted to share about one solidarity school that it's a little bit exclusive. It's Attitudinal Healing Connection and the Artist Team. Amana Harris is opening it up to her artists and her students. Many of them are part of West Oakland Middle School, but I think if you show up at the doorstep of Attitudinal Healing and Artist Team, you'll be a part of it.
Thank you, Jamoki, and thank you to Julia, and thank you to Piccoli. And when we come back, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about high-speed rail. Stay tuned. That's up ahead. I'm Michael Krasny.